Back here on Cody and Gold, Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon with you. 913-586-7965, the Jays Southland Tow Service text line. Text from the 913. On our way to the airport, fellas. See you out there. Some listeners meeting us in Vegas.
They're beating us to the airport.
Good for them. You know what?
We got to wait till 2 o'clock.
Good for them. Yeah, we fly out after the show. We do hope to see a lot of you out in Vegas. Chiefs Raiders weekend. We also have our happy hour event on Friday night. If you're going to be out there even earlier, yeah, Thursday and Friday, if you just go to Stadium Swim at Circa, the giant outdoor pool club that they got, 143-foot screen, we'll be broadcasting from one of the cabanas out there. And then Friday night at Circa, happy hour. If you are RSVP, you get a free cocktail. You get registered to win tickets to the game. You get registered to win a day bed at Stadium Swim. Just text in 913-586-7965. We'll send you an RSVP link. So I know a lot of you are going out to Arrowhead West to watch the Chiefs. So why not join us Friday night if you're making the trip out there? So we hope to see you guys. It's going to be a good time.
It's going to be great. Like you said, you want the link? Let us know. We're going to have fun out there the entire weekend. I already know like a group of mine. They're like, hey, oh, we're not going to be there Friday. We're going to be at Stadium Swim on Saturday. You still going to be around? I'm like, for at least part
of the day. Full college football slate on Saturday. Yeah, full college football slate on Saturday.
Five ranked on ranked matchups this weekend too.
It's a big day.
Plus the Sunflower Showdown
and college football Saturday. Also, the Golden Knights are playing, so we've got some things planned over the next couple days. In addition to our show, it'll be a good time to be out in Vegas. Still going to be 88 degrees out there, so plenty warm for the pool. That's for sure.
Yeah, I'd say so. By the way, an update on the tooth situation. So I'd asked you yesterday, hey, what's the going rate for a tooth? And we all kind of went back and forth on the number. Last night, getting ready, you know, like tucking, you know, like laying my daughter down, all that. And she's like, her pillow, she's like, my pillows are all thrown because I was looking for the month. I was like, oh, yeah, great. She said, hey, can I ask you something? I said, yeah, sure. I said, tooth fairy real?
I know nothing.
Is that what you said?
She said,
did you say that?
The tooth fairy real? And I was like, huh? I was like, boy, this is early. First tooth, and we're already negating the presence. I said, well, why are you asking? And she said, my friend Eliza. Said her mom just gave her the money.
Eliza, you're screwing this up for all the kids.
She said, my friend Eliza said her mom just gave her the money. I thought maybe you just gave me the money.
What'd you say?
She said, is the tooth fairy real? She follows up. I said, what do you think? She's like, it was you. I mean, she looked me dead in the eye and said, it was you. And I was like, yeah, it was
didn't
me. What do you want me to say?
So it's over, right? It's already
tooth
ruined.
Fairy's dead in the tap household.
But did you tell her, hey, you can't tell your brother Desmond?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Made a very clear point. They were not breaking the news for him yet, but she's already out. We got through a single tooth exchange that I snuck in under the pillow, did the whole thing, and she's already calling BS. Wow. So she's out.
Was it you that she's said out. either Ruby or Desmond asked if Santa
Ruby
was
did.
Real?
Man,
I was going to say.
She's already onto the tooth fairy. Well, on that one, I ducked the conversation. I was like, I'm going to hold off on
Santa,
this one.
Yeah, I think you have to dodge it.
She seemed more in belief of Santa than the tooth fairy one. Like, she seemed like she was looking for some confirmation on that one. But the tooth fairy one, her friend Eliza's like, that ain't the gig. Like,
jeez,
just outed it immediately. So
crushing dreams.
You just better hope she doesn't tell Desmond.
Someone says, no more money for teeth then. Nah, I mean,
yeah, that's what I wanted. Like, the rate went down. Sorry. Part of the whole thing is
tooth fairy was paid. It was like the whole thing, you know? Oh, look. We got through one tooth, singular.
Not as fun for you anymore either.
No. Now I just like, she loses a tooth and I just hand her over some cash.
A few bucks.
Here you go. Again, maybe it looks a little bit different.
Someone said a kid ruined Santa for them when they were 8 on the school bus. They cried a lot.
It's always worse when somebody else ruins it for you. You know, it just,
I have older siblings. I knew pretty early on, but like, I mean, sometimes you figure it out. Mm-hmm. Adam Schefter, 2 minutes ago, sent out the official trade terms if we were looking for exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Titans get a 2025 fifth-round pick that becomes a fourth if the Chiefs make the Super Bowl and Hopkins plays at least 60% of the snaps for the team. And the Chiefs get DeAndre Hopkins. Titans a little less than half of Hopkins' remaining $8 million salary this season. So about $4 million for the Chiefs, 60% of the snaps, and a Super Bowl appearance is what will take for that fifth rounder to become a fourth.
About right. Well, we thought from earlier today.
So.
And if you believe in flight tracking and the private jet stuff that people have been floating out, that flight has not taken off from Nashville to Kansas City yet.
Little
slow. Again, he's supposed to be here this afternoon if all goes well. So
Someone, the text line said from the 903, got our daughter a Chromebook 1 year, second grade. First thing she Googled was, is Santa?
No way.
Damn.
She did, couldn't she just Google that at school?
I don't know.
Why? You know what I mean?
Well, they don't just give you like Google access on like school iPads.
Okay.
Like you can't just like, I mean, you can look up some things.
There's
but
some
like
there's, restrictions. I thought you could like Google Santa. I thought you could Google Santa's. I understand there's going to be some restrictions on a
what
school
What happens when
iPad.
You Google that? Does it just straight up say, or does it make you click?
Why don't you let me know? You know, is there a whole article, an official document explaining it?
No. First thing, AI overview. Thanks AI. Google for that. Not a real person.
Thanks AI.
Just immediately. So, and then the second thing is he's real in the sense that he was an actual person. Does that count?
Yes.
Based after a real person. So in a way.
Okay.
Yes. My wife, by the way, she told me that she had asked earlier today about the Tooth Fairy and she covered a little bit. She's like, well, I've never seen her. It's like, well, that's not true. You know, that's true, right? She's never seen her. And she's like, did you put money under my pillow? She's like, I did not put money under your pillow, which was also true at the time because it was me. But well, I just gave up. No more Tooth Fairy.
Coming up in 15 minutes, actually 10 minutes or so, we'll get to the random question of the day. I wanted to talk about another wide receiver, though. I know we're obviously keying in on DeAndre Hopkins. We'll get right back into him and the impact he could have for this season and what does that look like, etc. But Andy Reid was also asked about Hollywood Brown and where things are at based off of the reporting earlier today from James Palmer, who said that he's hearing that, you know, Hollywood Brown could be back by the playoffs. Andy Reid was asked, said, quote, he's ahead of schedule, Brown is. Attack and rehab, obviously did not commit to a timeline. We heard that. He said he didn't have an idea yet, but said, you know, he's obviously a relentless worker and he's been in the facility. In fact, today, Rice and Hollywood Brown were both at the facility today, continuing their rehab. And that's something that hasn't been the case here recently. So they're heading in the right direction. We know Rice is for sure done. Hollywood Brown, though, there's definitely hope that come playoff time, he's available. And that would be fascinating to see if suddenly a guy we truly hadn't seen play at all, but was going to be a big part of the offense, would join an offense with DeAndre Hopkins and presumably Xavier Worthy being better at that point of the season as well.
I guess there's two flip sides of the coin, because part of me is like, okay, let's say he makes it back by week one of the postseason. I'm like, I mean, how effective can he be?
Cody, Sky Moore was getting snaps. You know what I mean?
That's the second part of this. Because my initial thought is like, I don't know, man, how effective can he be? But then I ask myself, is 70% of what Hollywood Brown has traditionally been in his NFL career better than some of the back-end wide receiver options on this roster? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, of course. And it adds another depth of deep passing. It's not you need it on every route, but it does add the additional threat of it. You can send more than one player down the field, and you can continue to threaten that. I honestly think I'm going to chalk that up to just like, sounds cool if you get it, but I think you still have to operate as if Hollywood Brown's not a member of this team. Is that a bad way? I know he's saying he may be ahead of schedule and that things are looking good, but you and I both know the way the medical works on this. That's what they were saying about Hollywood Brown.
I know all about the medical.
That's what they were saying the last time. Up until the season, they said, healing great, on time, on track, look square. They get one x-ray, and it's all she wrote. One x-ray in the next 2 months that looks slightly funny, and no more Hollywood Brown. And so, like, I'm just not going to count on it until we get way, 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 way closer.
Yeah. You got to look at it as a luxury if you get him back. But it's promising that there it seems like there's a legitimate chance he's back versus the weird pipe dream stuff for like a week with Rice that was out there.
Yeah, and, I don't even know.
And that kind of stuff. Like,
amazing. Ayuk tore his ACL and knew immediately and was just like, oh, night, you know, they just knew.
Yeah, but again, different injury, right? Different injury. That was what's
at
complicated.
The time, though, yeah.
Complicated the Rashee Rice thing.
They thought it was one thing and it was the other. I'm just like, it's always just funny to me the way Chiefs always seem to have some sort of weird, different energy with their injuries.
Well, because
I know nothing.
That's what happens sometimes, man.
Put that on a t-shirt, man.
I know nothing.
I mean, I'll be honest. It's like an all-time drop for us. Oh, we're gonna have now in the system for all the shows.
As soon as he said that, I was like, "Yep, we're saving this."
I know nothing.
So I should have said about the Tooth Fairy stuff.
That's what I said.
What are you talking about? Weird. Money showed up there, right? Probably. I don't know. What am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to know?
I mean, I'm not suggesting you lie to your kid, but you said you lie to your kids all the time as part of being a father.
I do think part of parenthood is lying to your children. I do think that that's true.
Just not on the tooth fairy, huh?
It just didn't feel like this was a necessary one, right? What am I furthering here?
We'll get to the
random. Some say we needed to say spoiler alert on the show.
We have a bunch of children listening. Are kids out of school today or something?
I don't know, but like, what if someone had their 3-year-old in the car?
You can explain it away.
I think it's too
late. Those idiots don't know what they're talking about.
There's no going back.
You call someone else's kid an idiot?
No. The kid listening.
Idiots. Those idiots don't know what they're doing. You
said they're listening in the car. I go, explain that away. They can say, those idiots don't know what they're talking about. Okay, no, good. Not the kid.
I thought you were trying to call someone else's kid an idiot.
Not the kid.
Like, wow, man. Wow.
Not the kid.
Strong stance today, Alex. Noted.
I think most people picked up what I was saying. I hope.
Yes. Does this style? So, like, Andy Reid got asked about this, and so did Patrick Mahomes. Said, "Hey, are you willing to throw those contested throws?" Part of me thinks that they aren't. Like, I know that sounds stupid, but the entire Kansas City Chiefs offense for the last 5 years has been predicated on one thing: being open. They get wide receivers more open than any team in the NFL over that time. They like space. They like to work in space. They like to create space with motion. They like to do all those things that has people operating away from defenders. Patrick Mahomes is the greatest quarterback on the planet. He's one of the single greatest quarterbacks of all time. I don't really feel like that throw's ever been in his bag, or it's been a club he shelved the entire time. How many times have you seen Patrick Mahomes throw a back shoulder sideline throw? Like 5? In like 6 years he's been the starter?
I think last year to Kelsey in the playoffs or the Super Bowl, there was the one. That one stands out because it's a rarity. I think some of it is just the personnel. Not every wide receiver is also capable of doing that, let alone a quarterback. But think about wide receiver. I mean, Travis Kelce has done it. Tyreek Hill, as we discussed earlier, in terms of being able to track the football, was about as good as they've had in this current era when he was with this team. He was so good at doing that. But that, given his size, he wasn't catching a ton of, back shoulder passes. So I just think some of it is a personnel thing.
I think some of it, I think it's more scheme than personnel. And in fairness, they haven't really had a type of receiver like DeAndre Hopkins very often.
You scheme to your person, you get personnel to fit your scheme, but you also scheme to your personnel.
So like, this is a chicken or egg situation is essentially the argument we're getting into, which is fair. I'm not saying that's wrong. But like when you look at it, when's the last time they had a receiver that operates the way DeAndre Hopkins has operated a good majority of his career? I would say the most close in style is Juju. I mean, he was here.
Yeah, I mean, I think Sammy Watkins had some elements of that. I mean, you could argue Rashee Rice is developing into that. He's obviously hurt now, but those would be the two that come to mind immediately.
So it's not like it's never been anywhere close. I think D-Rob kind of played over the sticks, in the middle, edge, that kind of stuff a little bit. So I don't think that that's outside of his style of play. Like, I'm not saying he's as good as DeAndre Hopkins. Sure, I'm saying style of play-wise, 5 years, 6 years ago, it doesn't seem out of the question. I just don't feel like that's a throw they make. I don't know if it's because they deem it low percentage or a million other reasons why. I think they would just rather operate in space. I think you'll see DeAndre Hopkins make like a catch like that. The place I want to see it is not the 20-20 anyway. I don't care about that. The place I want to see it is the red zone.
Of course.
I want you to throw a contested ball in which DeAndre Hopkins' job is to win one-on-one against a corner and catch a ball or it goes to the ground because you're giving him a shot. That, for a team that is 26th in red zone touchdown percentage right now in the NFL, that is where I want DeAndre Hopkins and the contested catch stuff and everything we haven't seen out of this offense prevail.
For sure. Yeah, I mean, that would be a huge boost to them. I think a lot of this, and we talk about the scheme of it, so much, Andy being the genius play caller and designer that he is, so much of whether it's in the Super Bowl and they're running corn dog and they just flat out scheme Mecole Hardman wide open to make the catch in overtime, right? Like, a lot of what they do is we're gonna come up with a design and cause a mismatch, confusion, that we're just gonna spring a guy wide open. And so some of Andy being so good is why they don't have the contested catch opportunity, because so much of what they're trying to do is all about, can they spring somebody open? And it usually does work.
It's great.
So I think that's a lot of it. Like, you want to have a guy done that can win a one-on-one and go up and grab the football, and hopefully Hopkins can provide that. But so much of what they try to do in the red zone and I guess anywhere on the field is, we're going to have a play design. We're going to we're going to cause a formation that's going to confuse you. We're going to create a mismatch that allows us to just have Mecole Hardman wide open in the flat, or Travis Kelce wide open 15 yards down the field. So many times that's what we see more than the contested catches, and a lot of that is just strictly play design.
I don't know if it's almost too simple for their offense, but to get down to the red zone and be like, you know what? I'm not going to create anything. We're going to have DeAndre Hopkins one-on-one on the far side of the field. He's going to do his thing. And Patrick, I need you to dot the pylon and throw it about shoulder high and let him go get it. It's simple as that. Like, I'm not springing anybody open. DeAndre, you're by yourself. Run the route. Patrick, throw the ball back shoulder like Aaron Rodgers has to Devontae Adams a million times. And it's not, you don't have to scheme anything in a way. You just say, just go get open and throw the ball.
I'd like to see him try it. But again, I'm more concerned about it.
It's simple for the way that Andy runs his stuff.
But Gold's right. We've both mentioned it now, and this is why. Andy is better at getting people open. Why the hell would I throw to a contested guy who has to turn around and make a back shoulder catch if some other dude is just 5 yards away from a defender? There's not like this immediate need to do it. That's always going back to the, like, does this style of wide receiver honestly fit what they're doing? I think that's why I always assume they'd go after someone like Diontae Johnson, or like, I'm always just thinking they're just, yeah, you mentioned Tutu Atwell. I always just assume when it's like, all right, draft time, Andy Reid's looking at wide receivers, who are they going to get? I was like, I don't know, is there like a 5'10" dude who runs a 4.4? Because him, probably, you know, like someone who can also run an end around, or a, you know, a jet sweep, or a, you know, like a run downfield open on a deep cross. Like, they don't tend to go after the guy that just like eats up targets, takes contested catches, and does that thing. I just think they needed a guy who could take targets, get first downs. And that's what Hopkins is.
I don't want it to sound like a shot against Andy, but I feel like the spread the field out and get guys open, it's so condensed in the red zone where guys really don't get 5 yards. I mean, it's a rare thing for guys to get 5 yards of space open. They do such a good job of moving the football, and it's come up multiple times on the show, where they get down to the red zone, you're condensed to that 10, 15, 20 yards, whatever it is. It's more difficult to have that open space, create creativity, where sometimes you just need that guy, like a DeAndre Hopkins, or you need whoever it is, throw the ball up, let him go get a contested ball, because it might just be easier to trust the guy that is capable of making those plays and the quarterback who is arguably the greatest of all time to be able to make that play, because the creativeness, at least to this point, it's got him 25th in the red zone percentage, and that's not just Andy, it's not just the scheme or whatever, but it might have some of a part of a role to play with it, I feel like.
All right, let's get to it here in the noon hour.
Random question.
For you, Gold, for you, Drew, text line 913-586-7965. Please like, subscribe, follow over on YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, and Facebook. We live stream the show on YouTube at TheFan965. Be one of the tens of thousands, hundreds of people, whatever, watching over there now on YouTube as we ask these questions every single day. Question I have for you today is about our flight. You and I leave for a flight this afternoon. We head to Las Vegas. About 2 months ago, and Drew, you can answer for just any flight. About 2 months ago, there was a trend on social media. I think it was more on TikTok than like the others. But there was a trend on social media about people calling, and they called it this, so I want to make that very clear.
Oh boy, here we go.
There was a trend on social media of raw dogging flights.
Okay.
As in, you got on the flight. No book, no headphones, no in-flight entertainment. You just sit there staring straight ahead, looking at nothing for the whole flight. So the question I have for you, how much money would someone have to pay you to get on a plane today?
Okay.
2.5 hours. Mm-hmm. What's the dollar amount for you to raw dog the flight? You just nothing. No snack, no, you just stare straight ahead.
I've raw dogged before the flight.
No flight? Yeah. What do you mean? You didn't even watch like a movie on the screen?
I've done that before.
What's wrong with
you? Not recently. Now I'll put in the AirPods.
Did you sleep? No, put on the AirPods. That's what we're not talking about.
No, I'm saying now, like today.
No music.
You just close your eyes. You kind of, you know, you've been on a plane. You've done that where it's like you're not out. It's like 20 minutes and you like wake back up kind of thing. I've done that before. But no, ever since I got AirPods, now it's easy. I'm like today I downloaded a few things. I might watch a movie. I don't know what I'm going to do during the flight.
And you're not going to just
have a drink or two. I don't know.
Like it's they would have to pay me $1,000.
Oh, stop.
I'm not sitting, dude. I'll go to dark places if I'm just stuck in silence on that airplane staring straight forward for 3 hours. I'll go nuts. I'll go crazy. I can't do that. I'd rather just have the entertainment.
You can't even look outside.
$1,000. In this case,
look at the window?
The trend was not that. It was just like you were looking at like the in-flight tracker, essentially. Just watching that plane slowly go across the way, you know? How much would it cost you? You just do it? So you're just saying free. No, you don't care. No. You just live his life.
I've done that before.
That's crazy. Why?
I think the amount of money is a lot lower. The amount of money is a lot lower if I'm able to look out the window. If I have to look straight at the little pamphlet that they give you.
So have you ever raw dogged? While flying.
The flight.
On the flight.
I have, not on a flight, but yes. I've never done it on a flight.
I can't even imagine.
I couldn't imagine that either.
Like, I understand. I like the noise or whatever. Like, I need some sort of distraction. I can't sit there. I've watched you do it for part of a flight, but you also, like, napped for a little bit. I don't think that qualifies as this.
Okay, so you're not allowed to fall asleep.
No, you got to stay awake as part of this question. You can't just sleep your way through it. Lots of people do that on a flight.
Excellent.
But it's just, it's wild to me that people could do that. Great. I need maximum entertainment. It's not like a fun place to be. I don't want to just sit there with my thoughts.
You can't sit still.
No.
I've raw dogged before.
No.
Thank you, Drew, for saving that. Someone says, Cody alone with his thoughts for 3 hours and he turns into Ted Bundy.
It's not that bad, but it's not good. Like, who just sits there for 3 hours and then just starts thinking about all the great things in their life? That's how people operate?
You're saying...
Well, good for you, I guess. You must not need therapy like the rest of us.
You're saying you would feel like you almost need... To do it for free, you would almost need to be like a psychopath, essentially.
Yes. I think you should... To be willing to do that for free, like, even just for, like, the clout, right? The social media clout. What's wrong with you? Why would you do this to yourself?
I think you would have to pay me $200 beyond the flight itself. If my flight was free and you gave me an extra $200, I'll do it.
Do it today, man.
No, I have AirPods ready to go. We also have
how much money are you paying?
We also have a connecting flight, so it's going to be even longer of a flight because we got to land and then change planes.
Not stopping the way back.
Out of curiosity, where are you guys? Is it
Phoenix. It's a quick layover in Phoenix. Very quick. We'll be landed in Vegas by 7.
Yeah. 7 Vegas time, right?
Yeah.
It's not long. It won't be bad. Someone say, you ever watch Paint Right? No. No. Like, I can't just, I don't know.
I feel like watching Paint Dry would be worse.
This person claims they don't own a television.
You just listen to 96.5 The Fan. Listen to the radio. I like it.
Those radio waves.
Top text. Is this true, Cody?
I don't know anything about that. I'm very polite on airplanes.
Someone says you're the guy that would fart in an airplane, Cody, and make everyone else suffer.
This person's
to go to the bathroom.
This is the same person who is also claiming it's $100 a tooth. Nobody believes that. Nobody believes it's $100 per tooth to the tooth fairy, okay?
It's different for everybody, you know?
What am I?
Raw dog.
Jeff Bezos? $100 a tooth?
That.
Do you know how rich you'd have to be to give $100 per tooth? That's $2,500. There's just no chance.
I have Carrington ask Patrick Mahomes next interview next week. He's got kids. I'm assuming probably about the age now, or maybe starting
probably,
to lose teeth. If I find out what the going tooth fairy rate is in the Mahomes household.
Someone said I would beatbox the entire flight. That would be... Cody, what would be worse? Me beatboxing next to you the entire flight, which I would never do. I couldn't do it. Or raw dogging a flight and just staring straight at
I'd be concerned about you being a psychopath. If the other way, but like, I mean, if I get headphones... Whatever, beatbox your heart out. I don't care. But if it's just like we're both going to be in silence, I'll just have to. I can't take beatboxing for 3 hours.
That would be miserable for everybody, including myself.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Well, I'm glad you brought that to the table today on Random Question of the Day.
It did get us a drop. That was nice.
Yep. Yes, it did. All right. Up next, we'll talk more about DeAndre Hopkins and where the receiving market is right now. It's kind of weird, I think, how things have started way ahead of the deadline. I'll explain that next here on Cody and Gold.